help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, where we're going to be discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but we're afraid to ask. You know, if you're coping with caregiving right now or think it is just about to befall you, this is the show for you. And don't forget to check out all the valuable resources that I have for you on my website. It's elderrage.com. You know, and you can also see a list of my upcoming guests there and listen to archive Coping with Caregiving programs anytime. You know, there's 54 million Americans who are coping with caregiving right now. So if you enjoy this program, I hope you'll help spread the word about it by sending out an announcement to your email list or by linking to it from your website. Now stay tuned, because I've got six outstanding guests for you today on our edutaining program.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors. At www.quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.
This is Tony Parinello, host of the Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing Show, right here on WS Radio. If you don't need more sales in less time, don't listen to my show. But if you want to get advice from the nation's leading experts on sales, marketing, and leadership, tune in each Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You'll be able to ask questions and get advice that if you had to pay for would cost you thousands of dollars. It's here, it's free, it's yours for the asking. Don't forget, 9 to 11 Pacific Time each and every Friday. Or if you're too busy making sales calls, and that's the only excuse I'll accept, you can catch me on the archives. This is Tony Parinello, host of the Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing Show, the voice of Entrepreneur Magazine, right here on WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hi, welcome to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, and I'm the author of Elder Rage. And we've got a great lineup of guests for you today. You know, a little later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Sean Bloom. He's with the PACE program. That's the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. Then with Janet Wall. She's from the Alzheimer's Foundation in New York. Then Doug Fusella and Jennifer Campbell. They're with New Lifestyles. And then we're going to speak to Mary Furlong with ThirdAge.com. And then with a wonderful author, Nancy London. But first up, I want to introduce you to Gail Mitchell. She is the president and founder of the National Organization for Empowering Caregivers. It's NOFEC.org. You know, she's been published in numerous caregiving magazines, and she is a spokesperson for several internet caregiving websites. Gail also created Empowering Caregivers, which is care-givers.com, with over 1 million visitors providing emotional and spiritual support, resources, expert columns, journal exercises for empowerment of the family caregiver. You know, NOFEC is currently creating and producing the CARE, C-A-R-E, Caregivers Assistance Respite Empowerment, a national telethon. It's a grassroots collaboration, collaboration of caregiving-related organizations and major corporate sponsors to raise the nation's awareness of the growing need of caregivers. Gail, welcome.
Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing?
Good.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming on. You know, tell everybody, how did you get involved with caregiving?
Well, in my mid-30s, my husband was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
And I was his primary caregiver for 3 years.
My gosh.
And after that, it was the AIDS epidemic starting, and I caregave to a lot of my friends. And became a decade of caregiving. My dad about 7 years ago, and my mom, while he was ill, had burned out, and they wanted to put her in hospice. And after he passed, I began caring for her on and off 24/7. And thank God she's doing great, now I'm taking care of me.
Yes, my gosh, I hope you've been taking care of you. That's probably... I think like yourself, I just did my parents. I feel like I haven't done anything compared to you, but it makes you want to do something to help other people not have to go through the heartache, huh?
Well, you know, I'm a very giving person, and I learned and I became so aware of so much going through it. And it just seemed I had been journaling, you know, during my dad's passing and for 2 years prior to his passing and 1 year after. And, I had brought it to publishers, and I was getting wonderful responses, and somebody said, your life is on hold for this book. Why not start hosting a chat for caregivers? It's very much needed. And I started to on iVillage and on AOL. And within a week, I had a newsletter, and within a month, I had a site.
And so that's how Empowering Caregivers evolved?
That's exactly how it evolved.
Wow.
And it seems to be, this whole path seems to be the bigger picture of all the caregiving that I was saddled with.
Yes.
And for me, the most important thing is being able to transform it, to know that we have choices, to know that we can move into forgiveness and healing, and transform it into love. Which is the most important factor for all of us,
absolutely,
for ourselves as caregivers and for those we're caring for.
So, yes, absolutely, you know, and it's hard sometimes, and if we can just hold on to that as that our, that's our really our core is to hold on to the love.
Yeah.
What information is available on the Empowering Caregiver site?
Well, we have a wealth of information. The focus is on all aspects of caregiving for those with chronic illnesses, disabilities, and those in the end-of-life stages. It's a rich, safe, nurturing site for all caregivers. And we pride ourselves on providing practical and the very much needed emotional and spiritual support that caregivers need, with tools for self-empowerment and a strong sense of interactive community, with scheduled chats and forums to meet their needs. There are question and answer columns, there are expert columns, there are articles by top authors in areas of aging, caregiving, and motivation. There are journal exercises that help the caregivers process the myriad of emotions they go through during their role as a caregiver. That can be like a roller coaster in itself.
That's how I described it.
Yeah. And we have one of the finest caregiving newsletters for free online. We have a healing circle of prayer where people can submit names of loved ones. There are monthly spotlights where caregivers write and share about their own caregiving experiences, how it's changed their lives, and how they've transformed their experiences. We also have humor and alternative healing aspects. We have a lot of inspiration, which is really important, and all-inclusive resources. And
right.
Our motto is just really about choices, forgiveness, healing, and opening to love.
It's a really great website. That was one of the first ones that I found when I was just starting, was yours. It seemed to be everywhere, and I thought it was just great.
Thank you.
So I have it linked to it on mine. I've linked to it for quite a while, and I know you have me on yours.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So I want
you
to
know, there have been over a million visitors, and we've done no advertising or promotion, and I didn't want to sacrifice the safe, nurturing aspect of the site, but there are over a million visitors from all parts of the globe, countries I've never heard of.
Isn't that wonderful?
But the main thing that I want to stress is that the Internet and the site have brought the world closer together,
mm-hmm.
and it's created a safe haven for the caregivers to come, to meet others, to bond and connect, and to be able to share with people who understand what they're going through. And this has created a life force for millions of caregivers.
That's the key, because, you know, when I was going through it, I'd go see my friends who weren't going through it, and they kind of glaze over, and they just didn't get it yet, you know?
No.
But then when you were around other people that were going through it, you just felt at home.
Absolutely.
You knew they know what you're going through, and it just felt right to be around people that were in the same boat.
It's so vitally important, and most caregivers are afraid to reach out. They think they have to be strong, and yes, we do have to be strong, but we have to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that if we don't release it, it just builds inside us, and the stress and God knows what can happen from within when we lock it inside.
I think that's why, you know, I know that's why I wrote my book. When I was done with it, if I don't purge this out of me somehow, I may explode. So my book was like, I'd go to get up in the morning and write, and all of a sudden it'd be like, time to go to bed. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd be mad as heck I have to go to bed now, because I couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and get back to the computer and start writing. It was just purging out of me.
The writing is such a healing, and you know, it's really a gift that we give to ourselves, and I even lose it at times also, but to be able to write gets it out of our system, and it really allows us to be free to move forward throughout the day, because we're doing our whining through our writing, but a lot of awarenesses and astute realities come through as you begin writing, because you get past all the caca,
right?
And then all of a sudden the awarenesses start coming through, and there's a lot of clarity, and those are the sparks that make journal writing just remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And to have it to go back and to reflect at later times in your life, we diminish a lot of the caregiving we do. We make it sound like we don't do anything, and we do more than doctors and nurses, and we're really pushed into situations that we'd never dreamed of.
Yeah.
So it's wrong for us to diminish it, and we do. I've done it. I'm sure you do also.
I did too.
But we have to really acknowledge ourselves and not put ourselves down and lose our self-worth in the whole process of it.
I want you to tell everybody about this new NOFEC, the National Organization for Empowering Caregivers.
Well, the National Organization for Empowering Caregivers' mission is to provide assistance and effective tools for empowerment through education, emotional and spiritual support, through referrals and programs promoting public awareness of the vital needs of the caregivers. And it's a 501c3 charitable nonprofit organization, and we're deeply committed to helping the family caregivers from all backgrounds. One of the things we're working on is the CARE, Caregivers Assistant Respite Endowment. It's a national telethon. It's currently being created at this point. There are literally hundreds of organizations, telethons, walkathons, and fundraising events for major illnesses and diseases, but never has there been a fundraiser on behalf of the caregivers.
So congratulations for you doing this, Gail.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you so much.
When do you think it's going to happen?
Well, I think that we're looking for about a year and a half. We're still formulating that at this moment. But as the family caregiver movement increases and the needs of the caregivers grow even more critical, as the boomer generation continues aging, it's going to be necessary to provide respite for caregivers.
Oh, yeah.
And while legislation will most likely be passed, Senator Clinton Hillary Clinton has initiated a legislation to provide respite, there will be millions who will be denied eligibility because they may make $10 a month too much. So the poor will be helped some, the rich won't need help, and who's going to care for these caregivers caught in the middle?
Which is most of them.
Right. Now, in recent telethons, there's been a big question about integrity and where and how the funds were distributed and what they went for. And the NOFEC's mission and the vision of CARE is to raise the consciousness and awareness of the nation to the growing needs of the present 54 million caregivers. But we want to organize on a grassroots level where we're inviting hundreds of all caregiving-related organizations to get involved and to help guide the direction of this critically important event with integrity and professionalism that caregiving truly demands and commands and deserves. And we're looking for corporate sponsorship in order to launch it as well. So those of you that are listening that may need, you know, would like to contact us, you may do so from the site, or you can even phone us at 212-807-1204. This is about everybody coming together. It's not about me or our organization. Caregiving is going to bridge all organizations, all businesses together. It's not going to be an industry. It requires compassion. It requires love and care and guidance and nurturing.
You say it so well. I mean, absolutely. I really hope those of you listening out there that can help Gail take this mission further to, and I'm going to put your websites up on our when this goes live.
Thank you so much.
So people can email you and get in touch and see
Wonderful.
How they can spread the word about it.
Yeah.
So if you're about a year and a half away, it's so much work to bring one. You know, I was in the television business 20 years, so I know how much work it is to get a telethon to go.
Absolutely.
It's a huge amount of work, and you need the backing of all of us caregivers and corporate America to get behind this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, did you hear the figure that now Alzheimer's disease alone, let's take out all the other diseases that need caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of my parents with the Alzheimer's, that's such one of my biggest passions is to help for that.
Mm-hmm.
That American business, did you hear this, loses $61 billion a year due to Alzheimer's disease. And 79% of that is lost productivity from the absenteeism from the adult child or spouse having to take time off work to go care for that loved
one. And that's in just one area.
And that's one disease.
Yes. And we're saving the government a lot of money by keeping our loved ones out of the facilities and nursing homes. And there are so many problems. And yes, there are wonderful ones, but there are a lot of problems, and they're just getting worse. So something has to shift.
Yeah.
And this is one of the ways that we're looking to do it.
Well, great. We've got about a minute left. Anything else you want everybody to know?
Well, I just wanted to let people know that if they're interested in volunteering and assisting and helping us to grow the NOFEC, that they can go to the website, nofec.org, and they can fill in our forms and either submit them online or fax them or mail them to us. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity of being on here, and I want to honor you and all the work you're doing, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Gail.
And we are really all in this together, and the more we can collaborate and connect and keep our hearts open, I think we'll all be able to make even a bigger impact. But we all have to be in that loving mode.
Yes.
And to be open and receptive.
And getting to meet you in Denver at the ASA, I have to say, Gail,
that was great.
You're such a loving, always a smile, always a hug, always a positive attitude that you have there. So you really have
Thank
a presence.
You. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, we're going to make this happen for you.
It's so great talking to you,
Thanks,
Jacqueline.
Gail. Take
Thank
care,
you.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye. This is Jacqueline Marcel. What a great, great lady. This is Coping with Caregiving. And I'm your host. We're going to be here every Saturday. Tell your friends, let them know they can listen to the archive Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. Now stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Sean Bloom from the National PACE program, which is the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it
for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve. Because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.